Hello there, folks. It's an interesting story if you look into the story of the fat parrot from New Zealand called a kakapo. The kakapo today only lives on a couple of little islands on a couple of archipelagos to the far south of New Zealand, a very remote place. And on these islands, everything that kakapo does as it wanders around is monitored and tested by scientists. And everything, all its droppings are tested, and what it eats is tested. What goes onto the island is extremely, strictly controlled. And for good reason, there's only 211 kakapo left in on Earth. And yet they used to flourish. They used to flourish all over New Zealand like a chicken wandering around. And you think, how did this member of the parrot family, which is such an energetic and robust and often aggressive species, how did it end up in such a sorry mess that it's clinging on, like on the extreme endangered list and on the verge of going extinct? What happened there? And in order to understand that, you've got to go back quite a few million years to when a member of the parrot family, its descendant, arrived on New Zealand, probably by accident. And what it discovered when it arrived on New Zealand was that things were pretty good. There wasn't any land predators to eat it, and there was plenty food around. And so the parrot got very comfortable there, and all it had to worry about was the odd eagle in the sky, but that didn't matter too much either because it became nocturnal and it adopted a tactic called freezing, where it basically just stayed still. And so over time, it didn't really need to fly anymore because there was nothing around to threaten it. It didn't have to run, flee from anything. It didn't have to fly away from danger because there was no danger. And then on top of that, its food source was readily available just lying around on the ground, nuts and berries. And so it didn't really have to carve out a niche of being a skillful hunter either. And this meant that it became very fat. And it also ended up where it could only even walk. It didn't become like a roadrunner. The kakapo could only walk for half a mile, and then it sort of collapses into a heap and falls asleep. And all of this was all well and good for millions upon millions of years, but the problem is the Maori arrived, and the Maori hunted them down like chickens, and then take all their feathers and turn their feathers into cloaks. But they still survived it. But what's absolutely catastrophic is when the Europeans arrived, and with the Europeans arrived the stoat and the weasel and the cat and the rat. And then all of a sudden, the kakapo had no defences whatsoever. I mean, the only thing it did have was to stay still, but that's not going to work when the predator no longer hunts by sight like an eagle. But if it's a weasel and it hunts by scent, it's just going to find out where you are, and you can freeze all you want, it's still going to take your head off. On top of that, you have the rats, which decimated its eggs, and so did the cats. And this was another blow because the kakapo had become so comfortable, it only even bothered to breed once every 5 years. It had like the lowest birth rate of any bird you can imagine. Once every 5 years, the female will pop an egg out, and then that was it. Because this is what life's like when you're in the land of plenty and times are good. And then when the threats actually arrive, you find that your way of life, which you've adapted to, which has formed your whole way of being in the world, is a catastrophically underprepared for outside threats. And I can't help but compare this to some of the debates I see going on with classic liberals and civic nationalists now. Because essentially you can imagine the kakapo on the islands now thinking of how they got there, and even perhaps a rift breaking up between the two camps within the kakapo if the scientists just left them alone for a moment. And you can imagine one section of kakapo thinking, well, it's time for us to grow back our claws, and we're going to have to exercise our wings, and if we can learn to fly again, all of this, we may well get out of this. And then the others, the sort of Sivnat kakapos, are going to say, well, no, because this isn't who we are. We are flightless birds, and what we have to do is just wait for the mongoose and the weasels to stop eating us, and then everything will be okay. Because if we now grow our claws back so we can scratch at them, or we grow our wings back so that we can fly again, this is not who we are. That would erase our identity. And then you're going to have the other one saying, well, to hell with that, we have to survive. Because the actual political philosophies of the sort of centre-right and classic liberals are exactly that. It is only possible. These are ways of looking at the world which came about in a time without the weasels and the cats and the stoats. And so now we find that they've arrived, and the old ways are, we've got to carry on with the old ways. We've got to still pretend that it's all about individualism and free speech and rights and things like that, when in actual fact the danger has become existential, and they're going to double down on it and say, well, let's just wait. Let's just wait until the cats stop eating our eggs and stop tearing our heads off. Eventually they will. Eventually the magic soil of New Zealand will turn the rat into just a sort of big fluffy mouse, which will end up just like us. And then the other ones are going to say, but this is absolute madness. We don't have much time left. You can see that it's essentially the problem comes down, especially in Britain, when you've adapted and when your whole world outlook is based on life in this rather idyllic bliss of the past, and you had the luxury of behaving and being in certain ways. Which you and when you that's no longer the case, you have to just face up to the fact that it's no longer the case and stop trying to double down and pretend everything's okay. So let's stop telling us ourselves that these values are so perfect that eventually the weasel will become just a sort of lazy vegetarian and we'll all get on just fine. Because it's not going to happen, I'm afraid. We'll just end up getting wiped out completely. So that's all I've got to say about Kakapo patriotism. I'll catch you later, folks.